Roman numeral number 2, Matthew 2:1-12, reveals that to find Christ is a living matter. It is not a matter of mere doctrinal knowledge of the Bible. A. The star appeared far away from the temple in the Holy Land, from the Jewish religious center, from the priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, and from all the religious ones. Instead, there was a star showing something of Christ in a heathen land. B. Merely to hold the Bible in our hand and read Micah 5:2, saying that Christ will be born in Bethlehem, does not work. We may have the Bible, but we may miss the heavenly star. C. The star is the living revelation, the living vision, not the old and dead doctrinal knowledge of the scriptures, not the dead knowledge of Micah 5:2. What we need today is not merely Bible knowledge, but the heavenly vision, the up-to-date instant vision, the living vision, the vision that human concepts can never teach. D. Even if we have the knowledge of the scriptures, we still need the instant up-to-date living star to lead us to the very street and the very house where Jesus is. E. After receiving the living vision, the Magi were misled by their human concept and went to Jerusalem, the capital of the Jewish nation, where its king was presumed to be. Their being misled caused many young boys to be killed. F. When they arrived in Jerusalem and inquired concerning where the king of the Jews was to be born, the scripture says that when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. 1. When they heard this news, they should have rejoiced. Instead, they were troubled. This is for no other reason than that they were not genuinely seeking the Savior. 2. If one who believes in the Lord is not affected by the Lord as love in his inward emotions, he is not worthy to be called a Christian. 3. A Christian who expects the Lord to come or who expects to be raptured should take this as a warning. G. After the Magi were corrected by the scriptures, they went to Bethlehem and the star appeared to them again and led them to the place where Christ was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. 1. When the Magi were corrected by the scriptures and restored to the right track, the star appeared to them again. Living vision always accompanies the scriptures. 2. The priests were those who taught people the law, and the scribes were those who knew the scriptures. Both the priests and the scribes had knowledge concerning the birth of Christ. But unlike the mage from the east, they did not see the vision, nor did they have the heart to seek after Christ. 3. Regardless of how scriptural we are, if we lose the presence of the Lord, we are absolutely wrong. The New Testament way to find and follow the Lord is to continually stay in His hidden presence. 4. It is easy to accumulate scriptural knowledge, but if we would have living guidance, we must live in an intimate relationship with the Lord. We must be one with Him. 5. The Magi saw Christ and they worshipped Him. Then they were warned by God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, so they departed into their own country by another way. Once we have seen Christ, we never take the same way, the way of religion, apart from Christ, but we will always take another way.